Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, January 22, 2021. Transportation Commission meeting, January 2021. The Transportation Commission met for an informal workshop on January 13, 2021. The Commission discussed the following items. COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. Although there was an increase during the holidays, commercial airport services are still low at 35% to 40% of 2019 passenger levels. Although freight traffic has remained roughly equivalent to 2019 levels, passenger traffic is approximately 10% to 15% below 2019 levels. RISE, or Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy Fund applications. The Commission was given recommendations on three RISE applications. To conduct approximately 1,680 feet of Ziegler Drive in Altoona with a recommended award of $1 million. To construct approximately 1,514 feet of 9th Avenue Northwest in Farley with a recommended award of $380,000, and construction of turn lanes and a roundabout on 6th Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids with a recommended award of $3 million. RISE Survey. The Commission was presented with the results of a survey that was taken on the RISE program in 2018. Participants of the survey included cities, county engineers, and economic developers. The survey consisted of a series of questions asking if the participant was aware of the RISE program, if they have adequate RISE-eligible vacant lots, if there were difficulties in the application process for RISE, and if they felt RISE eligibility should be expanded for other types of development. Slightly more than half of all those that responded were aware of the RISE program, and half of the cities that responded had a population of less than 848. While 81% of those who responded felt the RISE program was effective, the 19% who felt it was ineffective stated the following reasons. It was good for larger towns but not small towns. It was difficult to find businesses that fit into the program. The program requirements are difficult, or they were unfamiliar with the program. Transportation Asset Management, or TAM. An overview was given on the bridge preservation and maintenance. The overview included what is done to maintain and extend the life of bridges across the state and the current condition of Iowa bridges. The reported typical bridge costs are $1.5 million to $3 million to replace a bridge, $250,000 to $1.3 million to rehabilitate a bridge, and $2.3 million to $3.5 million to build a new bridge. The Department of Transportation reported that of bridges on the primary road system, there are 2,024 bridges in good condition, 2,119 bridges in fair condition, and 35 bridges in poor condition. The business meeting was also held on January 13, 2021. The Commission took the following action. Administrative rules. The Commission approved proposed rulemakings for 761 Iowa Administrative Code 4, Public Records and Fair Information Practices, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 121, Adopt a Highway Program, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 150, Improvements and Maintenance on Primary Road Extensions, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 131, Signing on Primary Roads, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 620, OWI and Implied Consent, and 761 Iowa Administrative Code 511, Special Permits for Operation and Movement of Vehicles and Loads of Excess Size and Weight. RISE Fund Awards. The Commission approved the award of RISE funding for Altoona, Farley, and Cedar Rapids projects. Program funding recommendations. The Commission approved the recommendations for program funding for the Statewide Transportation Alternatives Program, Federal Recreational Trails Program, and Iowa's Clean Air Attainment. The next Commission meeting is scheduled for February 9, 2021 and will be held via teleconference. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Austin Brinks, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2200.